Okay. It's not bad. It's not good, but it's not impossible. Okay. Do you remember what I told you the first time we met about how everything was going to be stacked against us? Well, I didn't quite realize quite how much they were. Just don't read the fucking papers today, okay? They have thrown all kinds of stuff at, like, every friggin' media source. They were holding on to things. They clearly knew about the affair with you and your son-in-law. And they have been holding on to it till the last minute, and now they've hit all the papers and all the media outlets with it to make you look like some cradle-snatching... of course, the jury's not meant to get influenced by it, but... But they... They will. Apart from anything, the jury likely is going to be stacked. Shit. No, you have to understand that... The whole idea was we just had to create enough reasonable doubt that it was impossible for even a stacked jury to convince. Now we need to flush everything. We need a mistrial. We need there to be a bigger story that buries this, so that the public will, so that it becomes impossible to. I mean, we could get a brand new jury as well. Look, let me just call my investigator, okay? I mean, yeah, technically they're not my investigator anymore. They're a lawyer in their own right. But if I've... Just let me give them a call, okay? And we'll talk about this more when we get there. Yep. Yeah. Okay, they're not allowed in the courthouse, so just keep your cool, keep your head down. We walk across there together. No, it's okay, I've got a plan now. I've actually worked something really good out. Okay, here we go. Yes, thank you. No, we're not taking any questions. No, thank you very much indeed. Yes. Maybe. I don't know. No comment. None of this is a comment. It's not a comment. The only comment we have is the lack of comment. Thank you. Thank you very much. Fucking hell. Right. You gonna be alright? No, I've got this. I told you I'm gonna get you off this, and I am. I've got a bigger story for them. Something that will blow this whole thing out the water and also deal with the jury problem. This will work. This will work. It's all right. My investigator's got this. It's going to be fine. Okay. Now just sit down, relax. We're going to go in there in a bit. We're going to get through this. We are. I mean that. This is for you. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the opening speech I had prepared for you today is different to what I'm going to say. You all know why we're here. I could make suppositions about the reason some of us are here. But that would not be a good way to begin a case. I could tell you that you should be absolutely disregarding the nonsense in the papers today linking my client to the murderer. Yes, I did say that, because privately, Paul did confess to patricide to my client. He has since fled the country to Chad. All things that would have been brought up in the case, and no doubt will still be brought up in the case. I was going to lay out what I would say. I was going to lay out exactly the way I was going to bring you through this. I was going to tell you all about how, through a series of concrete pieces of evidence, it is clear that my client did not murder Joseph. I was going to show you, beyond a reasonable doubt, that my client was innocent. To give you the argument you needed to hear so that there is no doubt about it. This myth of fingerprints that the prosecution relies on is not enough to convict my client of something that she did not do. However, I will not be making that case. I cannot make that case. The reason I cannot make that case is because I will no longer be representing my client. Because I am in love with my client. Despite all my best intentions and knowing that this is the end of my career as a lawyer, I must state emphatically that I am hopelessly in love with her. Which is why I will be stepping down immediately, no doubt heading immediately to my prompt disbarment, and a very talented new young lawyer who has been briefed entirely and in fact has been with me the whole time will be taking over. Of course, something of this scale no doubt may call for a mistrial and a flush of the jury, but that is sadly out of my control, and I must apologize to the members of Joseph Gray's family who are clearly staring at me right now in anger, for where else would they find such a willing jury at short notice? But yes, of course, I understand such a thing must be struck from the record, but that's okay, because this trial no doubt is going to have to be redone anyway, and I'm no longer going to be a lawyer, so it doesn't really matter, even if I do have to spend a little while in contempt of court. So, thank you very much, and I will close my statement there.
Well, it looks like we've come full circle, and now you're the one visiting me here. No, it's been all right. I haven't been made into anyone's bitch yet, and I get out in 2 days. So, yes, I thought it would. No, she's good, really good. And so now you are a free woman. Unanimous not guilty. Not even a hung jury. How about that? Yes, I mean, there is probably a very good chance that his family are going to try and find a way to murder you. That is a good point. You possibly should move out the state. But still, that plus the assets you were owed, and no doubt the rather large payment in damages you'll be receiving from them, should be enough to sort all that out. Oh, I mean, No, I'm not a lawyer here anymore, at least, but I don't think I'll have much trouble getting my credentials sorted back home. No, not Britain. I mean, I'm going back to India. Well, my... your lawyer, I should say, sorry, was in here yesterday and has very generously agreed to give me a reasonable cut from her fee. So I'll be using that to set up my own practice and help those who really, really need it. I mean, you absolutely could, if you really wanted to, my darling. Some with the assets you have would live like a Maharani in India. But if you... Well, we'll see. That would be much appreciated, obviously, if you wanted to invest in such a thing. Perhaps if things went well in India, we could take the whole thing international. Because that is the case. Things like this, the corruption, the utter corruption in this world. No, it's not. It's not just me. It's not just you. It is all around the world. And I would love to fight that together. Come here. Oh, no, sorry. No touching. Yes, yes, I understand. No touching. Sorry. Go pack your bags. I'll see you in 2 days.